With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal agent shooting and killing a Minneapolis motorist Wednesday. She tried to run over law enforcement officers during an immigration crackdown in the city.
The incident took place in a Minneapolis residential neighborhood, according to a Department of Homeland Security statement. The Twin Cities are the target of a new DHS operation where some 2,000 agents and officers are expected to participate in an investigation tied in part to allegations of fraud involving Somali residents. Separately, on Capitol Hill, the House Oversight Committee opened a hearing on those allegations. George Williams, Washington.
Colombian President Gustavo Petro strongly criticizing the Trump administration's actions against Venezuela. Now, Colombia's left-wing president has called the capture of Nicolas Maduro as a violation of sovereignty. That has reignited the president's ire against the Colombian leader. Mr. Trump has issued sanctions and a visa revocation. Petro, meanwhile, calling the mass protest against Trump illegal. U.S. forces boarded one tanker in the North Atlantic while pursuing it for several weeks. And Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem revealed American troops took care of another. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the first ship.
The U.S. European Command says in a social media post that it seized a merchant vessel for violations of U.S. sanctions. The vessel, which according to records is flagged to Russia, had been pursued by the U.S. since last month after it tried to evade a U.S. blockade on sanctioned oil vessels around Venezuela.
U.S. transportation officials say California will lose $160 million for delaying the revocations of 17,000 commercial driver's licenses for immigrants. This is SRN News. North Carolina says there are only two sexes.
The state has enacted a new law limiting official recognition to male and female only, as defined by their chromosomes. That means all official state documents and proceedings will deal with people only as male or female. The new law also bars any government funding for sex change operations on children and generally seeks to curb the advance of the LGBT agenda. It was passed last year with an override of the governor's veto. Michael Harrington reporting.
Someone tried to set fire to the home of a German anti-Semitism czar this past weekend. Andreas Büttner, whose job is to fight anti-Semitism in the state of Brandenburg, says a shed on his property was set ablaze while his family was at home, but he is quick to point out no one in his family was injured. This is SRN News. Americans should eat more whole foods. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins.
That means more protein, more dairy, more healthy fats, more whole grains, more fruits and vegetables, whether they are fresh, frozen, canned, or dried. We are finally putting real food back at the center of the American diet.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the new guidelines urging Americans to skip processed foods and added sugars.
My message is clear. Eat real food. Nothing matters more for healthcare outcomes, economic productivity, military readiness, and fiscal stability.
Nick Reiner's high-profile attorney removed from the case, but Alan Jackson says Reiner is not guilty of murder under California law and the killing of his parents. More details, srnnews.com.